Last week, two of my kids went to summer camp with the homeschool enrichment group that we are a part of. I loved picking them up each day. And what I really loved was learning the theme that they had for the 5 hours of science experiments, art, cooking classes, PE, and more that they did. They had a day that was focused on camping and a water theme day, which I think was their favorite. They learned about space one day, and one day I picked up my kiddos and their faces were painted like animals and it was carnival day. My favorite, my personal favorite, was when they learned about nature. They came home with clay bugs that they made in art class and a terracotta flower pot filled to the brim with soil. Underneath the soil in each painted pot was a seed bomb, which I didn't even know existed, but it was their art craft for the day. I set the pots on the dining room table, which is currently the abyss in our home, and I didn't give them much thought since that table is quite the catastrophe. And until Sunday. On Sunday, I noticed a breakthrough. Peeking out of each was a solitary thin green stem reaching high for the sun. It was beautiful. And as I looked closer, the other two pots had had breakthroughs too. It got me thinking about the breakthroughs that happen on the daily. Like we wake up, that's a breakthrough. We try something new, breakthrough. We spend time writing. Authors, that's a breakthrough. We publish our messages. Major breakthrough moment. And I bet you can guess the theme for today's episode as it pertains to self-publishing. You guessed it, breakthroughs. For your book to make one, it has to become, well, I don't know, a book. Today, we're talking about how to make that breakthrough. Are you ready? Let's dive in. Hey, I'm Stephanie Fegger, and Empower is my middle name. Well, not really, but it should be. I believe that empowered people empower people, and I'm obsessed with empowering you, the nonfiction author with impactful marketing strategies and tactics to help you take your important message and share it with those who desperately need it, want it, and here's the kicker, will buy it. I'm the owner and chief strategist of the Empower PR Group and the author of 4 books myself, including my newest book, Emergence: Living Lessons from the Soil, and my business book, Make Your Author Impact, Sell More Books, Increase Your Reach, and Achieve Your Why. I've been called to merge my love for reading books, writing books, and marketing books to help nonfiction authors like you with laser-focused strategies and tactics. To write books that sell, promote books to those who need and want them most, and build meaningful businesses from empowering messages. Think of this podcast as your one-stop shop for marketing insights from an author who has been there, done that, and understands exactly where you are. Because guess what? I have and I do. So get your pens ready because I'm ready to empower you. This is the Empowered Author Podcast. Breakthroughs are big, especially for us authors. So when we decide that we are going to write a book, that's a breakthrough. When we put pen to paper or fingers to a keyboard, that's a breakthrough. When we finish a first chapter, breakthrough. And we finish the manuscript, major breakthrough. When we pass the book to an editor, that is a gut-wrenching, nerve-wracking breakthrough, but one all the same. When we approve the final layout, that's a tear-jerking breakthrough. And when the book is published in hand, that is a celebratory breakthrough. Our industry, our work is filled with little tiny breakthroughs, although each are really massive, if I'm being honest. So today I want to talk about breakthroughs, but I want to talk about the one that happens for you when the book gets in your hand. In the self-publishing space, that's a complicated one for authors to grasp, oddly enough. It's a journey, actually, I walk my clients through time and time again, and it's still a lot to understand. So today, I want to walk you through 2 core elements to be aware of to ensure that your book has that final breakthrough, the one that allows you to hold it and cry over it and celebrate it. Today, let's talk publishing specifics through the lens of a spectrum challenge. Print on demand versus offset printing, and Kindle, KDP, Amazon printing versus Ingram Spark. Let's start with the printing itself. In the industry, there are two ways to get that book printed and distributed, or at least two we're talking about today, and that is print on demand and offset printing. You may have heard of POD or print on demand before. It tends to be the most popular option for self-published authors. Offset printing, however, is a traditional publishing method. It's where we're going to start today, and it's where books are printed in bulk quantities and then distributed. So what I mean by this is when I told my husband when I decided to publish my book that if I have 500 copies in the basement and nobody buys them, but my kids see them and see that mama had a dream and she made it a reality, that success, that would have been offset printing because you do have to buy books in bulk. You buy 100, 500, 1,000 copies up front, and then those books are either stored in your home for you to distribute or in a warehouse, which is what many do, and yet you still have to pay for those. Someone, when they buy it on Amazon, what happens is either you, if you have all those copies, or the warehouse distributes them on your behalf. So there's a lot of positives to offset printing, and I want to walk through those with you a little bit. First of all, it's cost effective because when you do bulk printing, then it becomes more cost effective on the per product price. The unit cost per book decreases significantly when the print run increases. So the more that you buy, the less you pay per book. And this is really good for others who sell books in bulk, distribute them to major retailers at large quantities, or have a demand for having a lot of physical books in hand. Sometimes that's great for speakers who go on the speaking tours, etc. It also produces a really high quality of the print version of your book. Like we're talking sharp, detailed images and vibrant colors, and it's very consistent in their printing results. It really makes your book professional. And it looks professional, it is professional, but it feels professional. And we have found this is really important for things like high color art books, photography books, graphic novels, where the visual element of a book and its consistency is really important. Another pro is that you get a lot of options when it comes to paper types, weights, and finishes. So you get to choose a much higher variety of things like what type of paper you're going to use. Is it coated or uncoated? Are you doing glossy or matte? Are you going to do a higher weight or a thinner paper? When I think of some of my favorite authors, Mitch Albom, as an example, the ends of his pages look like the book is ripped. It's beautiful. That is obviously offset printing. That is not a print-on-demand solution. You can also do things with different finishes, such as embossing or foil stamping or die cutting or spot UV coating or, you know, the list goes on of all of the different finishes that you can do. So when you look at a book that has those finishes, it should be a red flag to you, not in a bad way, but a red flag to you, a little nugget of knowledge now that that is likely an offset printing. Offset printing also uses a different way of matching colors. So the color accuracy and consistency is really throughout on the entire print run. Now I say that on the print run because the next print run, meaning if you buy 500 this time and 500 next time, could have a little difference. But there is a beautiful consistency on the print run that you're currently doing. If you are looking to do different sized books outside of some of the normal, if you're looking to have a flexible spine or a different kind of spine, if you want coil where it's something that can be laid down flat, all these different things, those can be accommodated in an offset printing. So you can choose the size, the format, the trim size. You can really ensure that the different features that you want to it, if you want bookmarks included or a special insert that people can pull out, all of those special touches are done in an offset print run. Now, on the negative side, while there's lots of benefits, there's also lots of things that you should consider. So these beautiful things we're talking about, even though it includes a lower per unit cost, the more that you do creates a higher upfront cost. So offset printing does require a significant upfront investment for authors, especially if you have a large quantity of books. Think about it. If you're buying 500 books for $4 a piece, that adds up and adds up fast. It also includes expenses like setup and plate creation. You have to purchase the paper and print it. et cetera, et cetera. And so if you have a limited budget or you're not sure how many books you're going to sell, this could be a problem for you. Another problem to keep in mind is it takes longer to turn the book around. It's not something that you can just get done overnight and move forward. You have to prepare and plan because of the setup and the printing and all of those different things, right, that are not needed on at the same level on a print on demand, which we'll talk about in a second. It can really lengthen that overall production time, which is actually a negative in the self-publishing space. One of the benefits of self-publishing is the timeline. So an offset printing could be a negative. And then you got to keep things in mind like shipping and distributing. Where is it going to be housed? And that is also another cost. And takes me to inventory management. So you now have inventory, meaning you have to bear the responsibility of storage and fulfillment and maybe even what happens with unsold inventory. So you need to consider the logistics and the costs associated with that. And you want to make sure that if you're going to manage inventory, it's at a place that ensures that what happens if it rains and leaks in there and ruins all your inventory. I do not use offset printing, but I do keep some books on hand. And I had that happen to me and lost, you know, about 100 copies of a book. It was really depressing. I'm not going to lie. Another con is you do have limited flexibility if you find any needs on the editing side and revisions of your book, mainly because you've already bought all these books that are sitting in a warehouse. So when you need to make revisions, it's going to cost you more and create more delays. It is really not sustainable for small print runs. So it's not environmentally friendly when we have a smaller print run we're doing. The setup process, all that stuff is really wasteful, and the machine is meant for high volume printing. So if you don't expect to have a large demand of copies immediately or at a specific time, you may not find offset printing to be a good solution for you. And finally, if you want more content updates, y'all, it takes time. It takes time. So the main thing that I love about self-publishing, which is time, offset printing kind of omits. So let's now pivot to the other side of the spectrum and let's talk about the print on demand, which is just like it sounds. It's printing that doesn't happen in bulk. It happens in real time when a buyer demands it. This is where platforms like Amazon and Ingram Spark come in, which we're going to talk about in a minute. So let's talk about the pros of what print on demand can do. It has lower upfront costs for the authors. In fact, when you use KDP, which is Amazon's print on demand platform, or Ingram Spark, typically there's no upfront costs for authors. In fact, KDP doesn't require anything to upload the book, and Ingram Spark just turned off their upload fees. Now they have fees later, but they have turned off their upload fees. So there is no need for you to pay for the printing or the production. It only happens when the book is ordered. So you no longer need large print runs or inventory management. So it really makes print on demand and the book journey more accessible for authors who maybe have a limited budget or are unsure of how many books you're going to sell. You also don't have to manage any inventory, meaning outside of any author copies that you buy that keep in your house to take for speaking engagements or sales in the back of your car at the grocery store, you don't have to worry about paying for a warehouse or fulfillment there. Books are printed and shipped when the customer, the buyer, the reader demands it. So there's really no risk and no additional costs in storing. There is a faster time to market. So print on demand really helps you be able to get the books to your readers very quickly. And once the book is uploaded to the print on demand platform, it's available to purchase. Moving on, check. So I find if you have time sensitive content or if you're just like me and want to get things out quickly, you can do it through these print on demand platforms. They also do have a global reach, meaning you don't have to go to every distributor, every bookstore on the planet. When you upload your book to a print on demand platform, they will globally distribute it. So online retailers like Amazon or Barnes & Noble, independent bookstores, Walmart, Target.com, all of those, you can reach a larger audience without the complexity of trying to navigate just distribution networks or even doing negotiations with brick and mortar stores or bookstores. The quality has increasingly improved over the years. So modern print-on-demand books really are hard to tell the difference of for a offset print or a traditional printing book. So you are able to have high quality printing techniques, quality paper, and a professional book that really meets the expectations of your readers and the industry. Many print-on-demand platforms also kind of integrate ebook and print. I know Amazon and Ingram both do as well. And so that way you can do the both forms of publishing and have it be integrated. You still get to control your intellectual property and you get some really strong royalties in this route, which is also awesome. And you can get author copies at a discounted rate. It always makes me really, really, really excited. Now, as with anything, there are some negatives, so I want to share with you a couple of the cons of a print-on-demand solution. So while the upfront costs are lower, the unit cost per book tends to be higher because you're not doing large quantities. Now, we're not talking about a lot. I mean, I find for, you know, the books that I tend to publish that you're still, you know, getting your author copies at $4, give or take. So that's still a much lower cost, but you could probably get it at a lower per unit cost if you were to do a larger quantity and offset printing. The profit margins are also limited depending upon how much you're charging and what channels you're using. So if you are doing offset printing, you probably have a larger profit margin because the unit cost is cheaper and the distribution cost is cheaper. However, you then have to worry about distribution and all of the things that go into that. And so you don't have to with the print on demand. Now, there are some distribution limitations, even though you get global distribution. In terms of reaching brick and mortar bookstores, libraries, other retailers, you have to do a lot of the legwork to get them aware, to make them aware of your books. Now, they have the solution to get them, but it's quite chaotic and competitive out there. And so you will have to make sure that the physical stores are aware of you. And you need to be aware too of returnability processes and policies, availability from wholesalers, etc. So many brick and mortar stores want to be able to return books. That is, we'll talk about that here in a second with why I like Ingram. Quality control is probably, in my opinion, the one thing I have found to be the hardest. So since print-on-demand technology has improved and it's better, occasionally there are issues with quality, binding, printing, formatting, etc. They have high standards, but it happens. I had a print run of my latest book, and half of the prints that I got from my print-on-demand solution and author copies, I had to get I had to reach out to the distributor. I used Amazon's KDP printing solution for this one, and I had to get them to redo them because the quality was so poor. And that did impact my upcoming events that I was taking book quantities to. So it is a bit depressing when that happens, but that is a con for sure. You also have this mentality in the industry where, and perceptions are changing, but there is a mentality that it's less prestigious. Not accurate in my opinion, but it is a mentality that if you are doing print on demand, that you're not as great as the others. Well, no, that is not true. We're breaking those stereotypes, especially since perceptions are changing, quality is changing. But in the industry, people still have a stigma around it. Most self-published authors actually utilize print-on-demand. It's what I recommend, and there's obvious reasons for it, but knowing how to navigate the print-on-demand solutions and the platforms itself aren't easy. So I want to tackle that head on next. You can't be an author and have not heard of Amazon and Ingram Spark. Like, you just can't. That's just, I consider this your welcoming into authorship if you didn't know that, because now you will. But most authors don't understand how the two can work together and how they are different. So we're going to talk about that now. And we're going to start with Amazon, which is also known as KDP. That is their print on demand platform. Now, you likely know Amazon because it is a multinational, massive e-commerce technology company based in the US. It's super large on online retailing globally, and it has a variety of products. We're talking about everything under the sun, including books and ebooks. All right. It has a massive massive presence in the publishing industry, and especially in the print-on-demand solution. So Kindle Direct Publishing, also known as KDP, is the self-publishing arm platform of Amazon, and it is designed for authors and publishers, they use it too, to publish books in the print formats and in ebook. And Audible is Amazon's audiobook platform too. What I love about KDP is it allows authors to actually easily upload their manuscripts and set pricing and distribute, making it available for Amazon and other platforms. Now, you can also upload your ebooks that way too, and you have a lot of flexibility on this platform because it's got in the beta, a beta format. It also allows you to do hardback. KDP, the print-on-demand solution of Amazon, really allows authors to publish their books in the physical format. So we're talking about paperback and hardback. You can upload print-ready files for your interiors and your cover. And when a reader, orders a book, Amazon's KDP platform decides to print it. They handle it all. They handle the printing, the binding, and the shipping process and make sure that the books are delivered on demand, which is wonderful. I don't want you to be the distributor, friend. That is a lot of work and you don't need to do that. Now, they have a platform where you can look at the sales data. You can see how much royalties you earn. You can look at your other metrics. You can do tracking in real time. I also truly love that. You do earn royalties on the book sales from KDP, and the rates depend on different things, like how much your book costs, what format you're using, what types of paper you're using, and how you're distributing. Typically, the royalty options are a 35% royalty option and a 70% royalty option, depending upon what you select. I also love KDP because they have other solutions like Author Central and Amazon A+ content that really just helps you stick out, and you can do things like Kindle countdowns and other promotions. So there's lots of perks for KDP and Amazon. But when it comes to global distribution, that's where things get a little hairy, in my opinion. Books that are published through KDP are automatically available on Amazon websites worldwide, including Amazon.com and all the Amazon dots out there for the different publishing options and solutions and distributors in different countries. This global reach really helps you reach wide and sell your books wide. But if you want to get into bookstores, if you want to get on Walmart.com and all those others, I want you to consider another global distributor, Ingram Spark. Now, Amazon might help you do some of this, but in the industry, Ingram Spark is the way to go. So let's talk a little bit about what Ingram Spark is all about. It is also a publishing platform, and I love it because it is also a print-on-demand platform, meaning books are printed and fulfilled as orders are placed, eliminating your need for any inventory management, fulfillment, logistical follow-up and distribution, etc. So it's very similar in that platform in that way, and it's really a great way for you to get your book to retailers, libraries, and online bookstores. Ingram Spark, different from Amazon, I believe, has a really extensive distribution network. So you get to reach a lot of people online and offline at the same time. And it makes your book readily accessible when bookstores, libraries, and online retailers are looking for them around the world. You're looking at things like Barnes & Noble and independent bookstores. They really like Ingram Spark. It has this expanded distribution option, so you can reach all of these people in a broader way, and it really increases your potential for being seen. Now, keep in mind, it is a crowded space out there, so you will have to let the libraries and the bookstores know you exist directly, but this is the way that they go to get their printing done, their books done. They buy books this way. Ingram Spark does have high quality printed books. You do have, similar to Amazon, the ability to pick from various trim sizes, paper options, cover finishes, so your book is professional. And Ingram has a hardcover option, which I actually currently prefer over Amazon's. When it comes to royalties and pricing, you get to control that too, and you get to control how much you sell your book for. And based on that, the royalties will be determined. So based on factors like your book format, the price, and the distribution channels. When you think about a bookstore, when you think about a library, these types of channels want to be able to return books that don't sell. And Ingram Spark is really good at that. That is a, to me, a perk of using Ingram Spark versus Amazon. Plus, in the industry, I've come to find that libraries and bookstores see Amazon as a competitor and Ingram Spark as a solution. So you want to be where they are going, whether or not you want to be there. If you want to be in bookstores and libraries, I believe you got to be on Ingram Spark. What are some of the differences between Amazon's KDP and Ingram Spark? Well, like I just mentioned, bookstores and libraries use Ingram Spark, so you need to be there. But you do get higher royalties on Amazon and usually higher quality on Ingram Spark. That's just kind of how that rolls. I also find that the return policy is something that is very important to keep in mind, and Ingram Spark has a better solution for returns. On the flip side, when it comes to customer service, I want you to keep in mind that Amazon, I have from my experience, has a better customer service solution than Ingram Spark. In fact, I've never been able to talk to somebody with Ingram Spark on the phone, but I have been able to with Amazon. All right, lots to think about. So you might be going, Stephanie, what is your recommended approach? Here it is. Use both. You don't need to use one or the other. Use both. But this is how I do it. Upload your book to Amazon first. And then after your book goes live, upload to Ingram Spark. Why? Here's why. Most readers will buy on Amazon. So having it there first allows Amazon to fulfill it through their channels where you're going to make the greatest royalties. Plus, then you can use Amazon A+, Kindle Countdowns, etc. if you'd like. And author copies are quicker through KDP and Amazon, and they are cheaper. Plus, they have a better customer service. You can also set up your ebook for pre-order that way, and I do recommend doing that. You can't currently set up anything else on KDP for pre-order except an ebook. Now, most bookstores and libraries will buy through Ingram Spark, so I would recommend after your book goes live on Amazon to upload it to Ingram Spark. Plus, it's fun because you'll see your book on Walmart.com and other distributors. If you want to sell through any store channels, you really need to be on Ingram Spark too. But keep in mind, you do have to decide how you're going to give returns and discounts and what are you going to do with the books. Using both can happen. I hear time and time again from different authors, oh, well, you have to use one or the other. No, both can work and they play in the sandbox nicely when you know which sandbox to play in and how to navigate it. Whew. There's a lot that we jam-packed into today's conversation, and while there are many opinions about how to break through with a book in hand, I was brought up in the print-on-demand way, and I believe that Amazon's KDP and Ingram Spark can play lovely together if you know how to work them together. They change regularly though. For instance, KDP just adjusted their production costs and how to add categories. So you want to stay relevant on what's changing and how that impacts you so that you can continue to enjoy beautiful book breakthroughs. Author friend, thanks for listening today and for saying yes to becoming empowered. As you know, I am a massive believer that empowered people empower people. I've empowered you. Now it's your turn. Go out there, empower others, and enjoy some breakthroughs.